BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris introduces us to a brand new friend whose world is always happy. Vice President Joe Biden, hot back in the day or not? Your thoughts. And Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, very good. Innuendo Bingo coming up with Danny Howard today, Lord of the Dance, at 1:45. You know that I love getting your emails about literally anything. Keep them coming. Any stories you've got, funny things that you've seen or have happened to you, I'm really not fussy. I'm down for whatever, Kelly Rowland. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I really will accept anything. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Wayne's been on. He sent me an email. So, do you know the show Only Connect?
Yeah.
Charlotte spotted this as well. It was on last night.
Yeah, we've spoken about this show before because it's like one of those super intellectual ones.
Yeah, it's got all the boffins on it. If you ever want to feel really stupid, just turn on BBC Two on a Monday night and watch Only Connect. Great thing is, though, I was an answer on Only Connect last night. I'm living the dream. Right, so we voiced over what the subjects are because they don't... You won't be able to... hear it, you'd only see it. So we've got a top voiceover to voice over.
To kind of blend in with the show.
To blend in so you can hear what the subjects are.
Cool. Here we go.
Smith's back to you for the last question, the Horned Viper. What would come fourth in this sequence? Here's the first.
Newsbeat hands over to Scott Mills.
Next.
Jeremy Vine throws to second bulletin.
Come on.
2 o'clock on Radio 1, 2 o'clock on Radio 2. What happens at 4 o'clock on Radio 4?
Come on!
A news bulletin, usually.
There is the announcement of a brief news bulletin.
No, you boffins! Obviously, the connection is BBC Radio 1 at 1300. So the next two answers would be the lunchtime concert starts on Radio 3 and the world at 1 starts on Radio 4. That's the answers there. They didn't get it right.
Nice to get a shout out, though.
Totally. And they knew I was on at 1 o'clock. So that means that some boffins know that we exist. Also, they're still persisting with the jokes that aren't actually jokes at the end of the show. Here's Victoria Corrin.
So that's it for another show. The hooter has sounded. And that's just the producer in my earpiece. Poor woman has a stinking cold. It's straight to bed for her. And you too, I hope. It's nearly 9 o'clock. What do you think this is, Ibiza? Goodbye.
Is that a joke? Because no one laughs in the audience, because they're all too clever to laugh. So what they need to do is just put a... at the end, so we know it's a joke.
But do you reckon there's someone somewhere, like, proper killing themselves over it? It's, like, the funniest thing ever.
There will be someone, yeah. Also, if you did see the show last night, did you spot the mistake? Victoria Corrin Mitchell actually had to record a separate bit where she said sorry.
So did you spot the mistake? No shame if you didn't. We didn't. That's right, we showed a picture of some steel to represent Roy Jenkins. David Steele was never in the Gang of Four. Good night.
David Steele was never in the Gang of Four. What?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know your name, but you say to me, hey, hon, I thought it was the celebrity storage hunter guy that was on Innuendo Bingo today. Yeah, last minute change of plan. Sorry about that. He's probably in a lock-up garage somewhere. I'm sure
better
he'll come back.
Things to do than Innuendo Bingo. What do you mean last minute? Just last minute, fine.
Just can't make it, yeah?
Just, okay, fine.
Things come up sometimes for these people.
Who's on today?
Danny Howard.
That's all right, him.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In his trademark black T-shirt, it's Danny Howard.
Hello.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've had one of those mornings, though. I'm ready for a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I've had one of those mornings where just everything doesn't go your way. Oh. I was late for everything. My train was delayed because...
You're never late.
No, I know. I know, but a lorry got stuck under a bridge, which I thought was a bit of a silly thing to do. So we were delayed about an hour. But no, here we are, here ready we are. To go.
Normally, if it was like a few weeks earlier, you'd be jetting in from Ibiza.
Yeah,
Where'd you come from
back
today?
Again. Blackpool.
All right.
Similar.
Same.
Yeah.
Chris is here. Yep. You got some new clothes, hun, for the occasion?
No, not really. I've got a Dua Lipa hoodie on, which I found in the office. And
why? This shouldn't be allowed. Every time we play, you always wrap up and you need to... I think you need to take it off, actually.
Yeah, you seem to be up for a wet one today. I've just got a hunch about it.
But this is why he needs to get more involved.
What are you wearing underneath?
I don't know what you're talking about, Danny.
Get that hoodie off.
Get
Danny
it on.
Danny comes on, it all gets
off,
a little
off,
bit...
Off, take off,
it here
off.
Here we go, ladies.
Off,
let's
off,
make
off.
It a big one.
Come on.
No, there's nothing under
Let's
the
not start until he takes it off.
I'm not doing skins.
Don't know.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
Treating me like a piece of meat. Don't like being objectified like that.
Sorry, sorry. Never again.
Superstar DJ Danny Howard is with us today off of Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo is on. Come on, lads. All the water's in the mouth. So let's go. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's happening right now. If you can't watch it live, we'll get a video for you later. But go on, pop it up on your phone. It's so much fun when you watch as well. First, we're going to... I'll tell you what. Let's first of all go to BBC Look North.
Oh, yes, my favourite.
Yeah. It's from your neck of the woods, isn't it? Now, there's an alarming situation going on in the back gardens of Ripon in Norfolk.
Here we go.
Whoa, went down the wrong hole, that one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Spat it out already. Something terrible going on in the back gardens of Ripon in North Yorkshire. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had a back garden, I wouldn't want this to happen.
Extremely alarming. It was only when I went around the back and really saw the magnitude of the hole, and it was humongous. Even in the dark, with my tiny torch, you could see that it was pretty big. You know, it stretches from about 10 foot from my back door to our garage, which is about 40 feet, and it's about 20 feet wide, and it's just consumed everything that we had in the garden.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
Yeah.
Keeps going. That's a good one.
Even with this tiny torch.
Even in the dark, with my tiny torch, you could see that it was pretty big.
BBC Look North there. More water, please. Now we're going over to BBC One. And it's Rick Stein's Long Weekends. We join Rick as he makes a return... What? What's funny? You two making each other laugh. Let's join Rick as he makes a return trip to his favourite of all the towers.
This is the Belem Tower. I love it.
Full force from Danny Howard there. Oh, where was it again?
This is the Belem Tower.
The Belem Tower there.
Yes. That's not the one in Blackpool.
No. Water, please. Water, please. Also, fun fact, Jeremy Paxman's favourite tower.
And finally, now a World Heritage Site, Belem Tower, was built in about 1515.
Oh, should we go?
Did they do tours?
Yeah.
Right to the top.
The Belem Tower. And next, let's go over to BBC Local Radio. It's Mark Forrest, and he's chatting to a guest all about the best way to clear your leaves during the autumn. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Vacuums are annoying because you have to keep dropping all the bits out, and raking is about to break your back. So everyone needs to go and get a blower and do a good old blow job.
That's what you need to do. Just blow your leaves away.
Yes.
Good tip there from BBC Local Radio.
Everyone needs to go and get a blower and do a good old blow job.
Water, please.
It's time of year, isn't it?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is back on ITV. So to celebrate, here's a classic from last year's show, where Fern McCann describes the worst Bush Tucker trial yet.
When you said you're over halfway, I thought, well, I've come this far.
Yeah. Just
I might as well. But the one that come on my face and under my nose and around my neck, I thought...
Danny Howard.
That was a good one.
The absolute beast of himself today.
Oh, yeah. Is it good?
I literally couldn't deal with all those bugs on me.
The one that come on my face and under my nose and around my neck, I thought...
No, thank you. Not for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You okay, Chris? What's wrong?
It's good.
What a please.
Trying to get through that Dua Lipa hoodie.
Next, we're going over to Bargain Hunt on BBC Two. Sometimes you need to show more than just bargains to keep those viewers entertained, as Tim Wallacott knows only too well.
Now, you girls want to do a bit of unzipping before we move over to the blues, don't you?
We do.
OK, then show us your chests. Ah!
Please say treasure.
I snorted. Oh, Tim.
Show us your chests. Ah!
Oh, these are good today. Oh, there's someone that's been up the Belém Tower. It's in Lisbon. Water, please. Next, we're going over to a very British airline on BBC Two. Now, Danny, you are always on a plane. I mean, you must have all the air miles. Have you ever encountered this in the air?
It's critical for British Airways. China's the second biggest economy in the world. I think in terms of opportunity, it's limitless, to be honest with you.
One, two...
Already behind the competition, Willie knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
The former CEO of British Airways there, Willie Walsh, trying to sort out his new route to Chengdu in China.
Willie knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
Not an economy.
Water, please.
You only get that down the front.
Next, it's another...
Question myself.
Sorry.
Another superstar DJ, present company accepted, Pete Tong, on BBC Radio 1. Still doing his thing every Friday night for over 50 years. Water, please. Come on.
Oh, mate, it's drooling everything.
Dribble on him.
Thanks.
Been on Radio 1 a long time. Fair play to him. And this is how Pete Tong makes sure his listeners come back week after week.
This from an excellent new EP.
What?
What's wrong? Danny?
I don't feel like I'm at Learner Finger 2. Oh, this next clip.
You know what's coming.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014.
Reload.
He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver. Teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
You lost it.
I'll never get old.
Yeah, listen to how he says it.
This is My Balls.
He's got such a magical voice,
I know,
hasn't he?
Could listen to it all day.
This is My Balls.
And finally, let's go over to BBC Local Radio. And this time, BBC Radio Leicestershire. And it's the mid-morning show with Jonathan Lampod. And here, Jonathan is chatting to an etiquette expert. Danny, you're all over the Snapchat, aren't you?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever taken a selfie with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society, or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Brilliant. I think he meant selfie stick, not what he said
well
there.
Mate.
A selfie with a stiffy.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard.
That's a good one.
Well played, lads.
Yes.
Yes. We'll have a video for you later if you missed it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that Radio 1 is always on in one of the big glass lifts here at the BBC. One of our Radio 1 colleagues was just in the lift during Innuendo Bingo. What's that noise?
Is that you or me?
No, it's definitely me.
You?
Sounds like a mouse.
Well, is it a mouse? Well, what are you doing? It's annoying.
It's my foot. I won't do that again. Someone was just in the lift, and lots of very important people in suits there during Innuendo Bingo, stony-faced. Well, some of them stony-faced, some of them just tutting. Someone going, I really want them childish. Shut up, it's funny. Innuendo Bingo.
Shout out to the lift.
Oh, yeah, there'll still be people in the lift now. Hello, lift.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up. We'll have a video of that for you later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Thanks to Danny Howard for coming in today. Really good one. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is back on ITV. So to celebrate, here's a classic from last year's show, where Fern McCann describes the worst Bush Tucker trial yet.
When you said you're over halfway, I thought, well, I've come this far. Yeah.
Just stay
I
there.
Might as well. But the one that come on my face and under my nose and around my neck, I thought...
Danny. Danny Howard. Scott Mills here. Hello, Will, off of Lincoln, who normally listens in the afternoons, but at the moment is on his travels around Australia, so he's using the podcast as his beach listening. Yesterday, listened to the Scott Mills Daily while holding a koala and taking a selfie with a kangaroo. That's big. Thanks for downloading us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Every day, I pick a song at 2:40. So does Chris. We don't know what each other have picked. And then one of you lot comes on and decides what it is. It's bangers. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
Where are you?
In Glasgow.
Are you working today?
I was, but I'm finished now.
Okay, what do you do?
I work for a card selling company. So, like, in your corner shop, we sell those cards.
Oh, right. So I generally get my birthday cards and Christmas cards for friends and family from Corner Shop.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably you. It's your cards that I've been giving.
Yeah.
You don't put a lot of thought into cards, do you, Chris?
No, I don't. You know what? My girlfriend puts loads of time. And, like, if I ever make the mistake of going shopping at the same time as her and she'll go into a card shop or we're going to a friend's party and she needs to pick up a card, she spends so long.
And you're like, oh, just get that one.
Because they're all good, aren't they? There's not really a bad card. The only way you can go wrong is if you pick the wrong, you know, get well soon instead of a happy birthday.
Instead of sorry, you've lost your job.
Yeah, exactly. So my thinking is they're all fine. Fine. Just pick any of them.
Do you get cards for sorry you've lost your job? No, you get ones for new job or new house. Not sorry you've been sacked.
No.
You should do those. I think there's some call for it. Okay, so you finish work for the day. You're going to pick a banger and hopefully you're going to choose this.
Straight in.
Beyonce featuring Shakira. Who's Shakira? One of the biggest selling artists in the world.
The slowed down version of Beautiful Liar.
Yeah, this wasn't
it's
the
not the
version
Freemasons
that I, this
mix, is it,
the
Scott?
One that I wanted.
You thought this would be the Freemasons mix.
Yeah,
you've
did.
Left too much control in the hands of others. Or you can have this. Absolute classic.
What was that
me,
noise?
Megan. It was disappointment. Megan, come on. Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. It's a little bit emo. But that's cool with me. It's such a beautiful, big, great banger. And please choose it. What am I talking about? All right, so
I could bring you the Freemasons version of Shakira and Beyonce.
No, you can't change your song.
It's like, I'm not changing the song, I'm changing the verse.
You can't just suddenly put on a remix because
you
realise there's a mistake. No, you can have the slowed down version of Beautiful
Liar. No, I meant the remix.
Oh, fine. Well, I'd like... Actually, I don't want a remix. It's fine.
Help us out, Megan.
I don't know. They're both really, really good songs. Thought was robbed yesterday.
I was.
Oh, my God. It was an absolute travesty that Rihanna got played.
I found the Freemasters remix. It's all good, hon.
It's not playing the... If that happens, there'll be anarchy on
the
streets.
It's the same song.
You can't just... realise there's a mistake during bangers and put on a remix.
Shut up or I'm going to turn you off.
I think I'm
going
to have to go with Chris.
Yes, good.
What?
Good.
I even found the Freemasons remix for you.
Yes, Megan.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
That was a moment. I mean, I feel a bit depressed, but it was a good moment. That is Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
And that is 2-0 on bangers to me. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I need to find a new rich vein of music from somewhere.
maybe a new member of the music team to see for a little bit.
I think so. Someone's just texted in actually saying you're obviously not still seeing that person from the Radio 1 music team. Abysmal choice. Thanks very much. No, we broke up. That was Green Day, and Bangers is back tomorrow, where I'll try and win again at 2:40.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
On your phone there, who is that a picture of? Is that a DM?
No, it's not.
Is that your background?
It's my new background. I changed my background on my phone, thanks for noticing, yesterday, from former X Factor contestant Christopher Maloney.
Who is it?
It's current Vice President Joe Biden.
Is it?
Yeah.
But
take a look closely there.
In his younger years?
Yeah. Quite hot, right?
Right, that's weird. So you're...
I mean, he's being talked about a lot at the moment, but he doesn't look like that, does he?
So your lock screen is a young dude, but it's young Joe Biden.
I saw a lot of talk about this yesterday on Twitter. Did you not see it?
I don't know if that's allowed.
It was one of the Twitter moments, and it's like, it was like, the thirst is real for young Joe Biden. That was the headline. And he is relaxing on holiday by the looks of it with some palm trees there.
He is about Joe. Everywhere.
He is on everywhere. He's in all the memes.
Yeah, it's him and Obama, isn't it? Like friendship goals.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that was probably, 40 years ago, but yes.
But interesting... But interesting you're not using a current picture of Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, I just don't think that would be as pleasing. I mean, I can change it if you want to, like a current one.
But what is it then? You're quite surprised that at how attractive he was back then.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like him. I'm actually... Right, I'm going to tweet this picture now. Everyone see what you think.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
Scott, I want to share a person with you that I... not like that, okay. But she's lovely and I want to introduce her to you just because I love her views on the world.
Oh, my mum will be pleased.
No, not like that. But I think right now there's so many people almost willing 2016 to end. It feels like there's so much negativity around.
Yeah, there is a bit at the moment, isn't there?
Do you know what I mean?
It all feels a bit down.
It does, and I see so many people's statuses lately going, oh, roll on 2017, 2016 could be worse. And I hate that, because we should all be enjoying life the best we can.
Yeah. Even the king of positivity, Dermot O'Leary, tweeted yesterday, 2016 can do one.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was at a family party and I always see this girl there that I really like and we always get on, we always have a good laugh. But her views on the world make me happy again because the way she sees the world is ideally how I would like to see the world.
Okay.
There isn't all this negativity.
So there's a lesson to be learned here for all of us, right?
Yeah. So I thought I'd like to share it with everyone. I think now's the time to bring her onto Radio 1. Before I was like, maybe. But I think now's the right time.
Okay.
Like, for example, at the party... You know the cloud where you save some things to?
Right.
And I don't really know how it works, but you know, you take a photo, it goes up to the cloud, it's obviously saved somewhere, and then it can come back to your phone whenever you want. But mm-hmm. You save things to the cloud.
Yeah.
I've never really thought it through that much. It's just
a cloud. Name, cloud, yeah.
It's something the fruit-based phone tells me that it sends it to, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Laura was having an absolute mare. Her name's Laura, by the way. Was having an absolute mare at this party because she'd only just discovered... that the cloud wasn't actually a cloud.
No way.
Yeah. Do you want to speak to
yeah.
her?
Yeah. Is she on the line?
Yeah.
Laura.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Good. It's Scott here. Obviously, Chris as well. You all right?
Hello. Hello, both of you.
Hello. Right, so tell me, what disappointed you about the cloud?
What disappointed me was the cold, hard truth, basically, that the cloud is not a cloud. It's actually... a room somewhere in the middle of nowhere that's just full of loads of computers.
Exactly. And at first when you said this to me, I was trying to picture exactly what you thought was happening when your photos went off to the cloud. But in your head, it was a wonderful thing, wasn't it?
It was so magical and wonderful in my head because even on my phone, it's got a picture of a cloud. So, of course, I'm going to think that. And I take things quite literally. But when I found out that it wasn't, I just couldn't... Like, even now, I can't get my head around it. Like, do I have my own computer in that room? I don't even know.
Yeah, what I was explaining was that there is a room somewhere with a load of servers in and basically, that you know, a load of computers...
Yeah, loads of computers and wires, and it's not even a very exciting room. I don't even know, does somebody work in the room? Like, there's so many questions that I need answering right now about
it. You thought it was an actual, like, cloud in the sky?
Well, I did, because they call it the cloud.
But yes. Were you? So, yeah. What was your thinking then? If it's, you know, when it rains, obviously the rain comes from the clouds. Were you not worried your photos would get ruined?
Well, I don't think I even thought about that bit too much, actually. But now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, if they were in the clouds, then they probably would have been damaged.
All the photos would get wet. You wouldn't be able to see them.
No, oh, that's so true. And, like, how, like, in my head, I was thinking, how are they there? Are they just spinning around in the clouds? Like, how do I get them back? Do I have my own cloud? How many clouds are they allowed to use? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I love your views on things because. You're right. They call it a cloud. You never ever question why it's a cloud. I don't really know why they call it a cloud.
Yeah.
If you're going to say what you see.
I was about to ask you if you knew that, actually. Why do they call it the cloud?
I don't,
to
be honest.
I like it because you're positive, but also you really think about things. Like, I just think, oh, it's a name for something. It's a cloud. But you've really thought about this.
I really did think about it because I was really quite excited about the fact that they actually reached new technology, that they could actually have things in the cloud. I wish that it was that, and I'm so depressed about it. The birthday party that I found out the truth was in September. I'm still depressed about it now.
Yeah, we spoke about a few things of that. Just whilst I've got you on the cloud subject, what do you think happens with the thunder and lightning then?
My God, I don't even know, Chris. Like, what happens?
True.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Wow. Like... Here's another thing, right? We're speaking to you on the radio at the moment, yeah?
Yes.
Does that blow your mind?
It kind of did in the first place, but no, not really, not now. Because I'm just talking to normal human beings and it's nice.
Yeah, well, what did you think happened with the radio?
What did I think happened with the radio? I don't know, like, maybe something to do with the sky and signals in the sky and it comes down on something.
No, I've never questioned it either, to be honest with you. Yeah. I just tune in the car radio and it turns on Radio 1. Do you know what I mean?
I never
really think it through. And no. I remember when we were talking at the party that it's because you find it quite odd that I was obviously on Radio 1. I've known you for ages, Laura. But you
find it weird
talking to you in normal life, but then also talking to you through the radio.
Yeah, because you're not just a voice. You've actually got a face with eyes and a nose and everything, haven't you?
Yeah. And some people might not know that.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking at first. Like, every time I hear it, because I don't picture the faces often.
Is it like there's someone in the radio?
Yeah, but it is like that.
Do
because
you?
There's no human bodies anywhere. There's just voices coming from speakers.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, I'm having a great chat with you. Are you?
Yes.
Enjoying it?
You very much so, yeah.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10, 1 being horrible, 10 being great.
Oh, 10, definitely.
Thanks, me too. Right, I'm going to play a song now on the radio, but are you right to hang on there?
I'm okay, yeah.
All right, wait there, and I'll do this and we'll come back to you. Don't hang up the phone, all right?
Okay, I won't. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, James Oliver on Twitter. He says, I'm actually now in the best mood ever because of listening to Laura. Her enthusiasm is amazing. We are talking to Chris's friend Laura, who has the most... amazingly innocent and wonderful view of the world.
Anyway, the main reason you're here is I just think you're such a positive person and I think we need more of that in our life.
Yeah.
So there's so many, what a lot of people are deeming to be like negative things going on and it would just be interesting to hear your spin on them.
Your world is a happy place, Laura, isn't it?
My world is a happy place. My world is a Disneyland in my head. I don't watch the news or anything like that, so I'm happy living it in my head the way it is.
You don't watch the news?
No, I've never watched the news.
Wow. Well, see, that's probably something to be
said for
that. You've
never watched the news?
I've never watched the news. My dad always said, just leave it like that. Don't watch the news.
That's amazing.
Right, so you've...
I know.
Have you got no idea what's going on in the world?
I know something, and I can tell you, so can I tell you it?
Yeah, go for it.
There's a new Prime Minister in America, and apparently nobody wanted him to be one, but he is one, and he got it. He got the job. I know that.
Right. What's his
name? All I know is that he was a man and he had really loads of money and I don't know his name. But he took over the man that was Alec Barber. He took that man's job.
That's it.
I think this is such a great way to be because you know what? I've wondered this with the news. Why can't they ever do a news which is largely happy news?
Yeah.
So, right, the headline is good news. It's all good news that's reported. Why has no one done this yet?
They don't do it, do they, apparently? So it's all got to be bad news.
Well, so like at 10 o'clock, it'd be like, this is the BBC bad news.
Here's Laura with the good news.
And then at 10:30, This is the BBC Good News with Laura.
Yeah.
I have good stuff. Can I tell you one story just quickly if we've got time?
Yeah, I've got all the time in the world.
But this is a really nice story. This is a happy story. It starts off really sad, though. Okay, so I was getting myself ready for work, and I park on top of, you know, the thing that's got grates in it and it goes down to the sea. I don't know what you call it, but it's like a hole in the ground. No, it's in the road. It's got like grates on it.
Like a ramp or a manhole?
Manhole. That sounds scary, actually. Maybe then. I think the rain goes down there.
Like a drain, a gutter.
That's the one. It's a drain.
Okay.
So I park on the drain, and my boyfriend keeps telling me, don't park on there because you're going to drop something down there. Anyway, I dropped the flipping car's keys down there, didn't I?
Oh, no.
And I couldn't get through. But what really upset me is that every day since then, that happened a year ago now, I keep walking over that drain thinking, I know the key's down there on its own. And it really upsets me. It devastates me every day.
Why?
So I got, because it's there on its own, and I'm the only person who knows it's there, and it's just laying there. No one's going to save him. He's just there.
What, so you're sad that the key is alone?
I'm sad at the key. It really upsets me. I just have to walk over this drain knowing, so I can't talk to it. People think I'm mad. So what I did is I got another key. It nearly was the flipping spare key to the car, so I managed to get a different one. And then I dropped it down there with the key, so it's got a friend there now.
No, you didn't.
I did, so I don't have to feel sad. No. I don't have to feel sad anymore.
So how do you drive your car now?
Well, I was almost going to put the spare key down there, but then I realised I can't put that one down there because I'll be in the same situation again. So I found another key. I don't know what that key is.
Yeah, but the thing is, Laura, it'll be a stranger key. It won't be its brother or sister.
It won't know them. Will it?
No, I didn't think that's true.
No, but I reckon they're probably friends by now.
Well, to be honest, they haven't got much choice down there, have they? There's only got a few leaves and...
Photos from the cloud as well.
Maybe.
A bit wet.
Your world is great. I want to be in your world.
This is it. I want to sign up to your world. It's such a better place right now, I think.
Yeah, it really is. I am happy most of the time. I do get upset about things like the key, but, you know, I do things to rectify that, which means putting another key down there, so I'm happy again.
Can we speak to you again?
Of course you can. Yeah, I'd love to speak to you again.
I mean, I'd love to get you on around the time when an actual Brexit happens.
What's a Brexit? Breakfast show?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
Don't worry
about it too much until we next speak, all right?
Okay.
All right, listen, it's lush to speak to you. You've really cheered me up today.
Oh, good. I'm glad I did.
You did. Thanks, Laura.
You're the best, Laura.
You're welcome.
We'll speak to you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Big reaction to Laura, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's
thank
insane.
Thank you for introducing her to us.
Yeah.
Bryn says, oh my God, I love Laura. I want to live in her world. Jamie and Devon, Laura is the best. This has cheered me up so much and made my day so much better.
Look at this. Jake in Highbridge. Mills, was that real? Laura's so funny. Her world is amazing.
Real.
Scott, totally, totally real. I promise
you. There's loads of people going, oh, acting. Really not?
Oh, no. This.
We'll get her on again.
I wish I could find a way to prove it. It's just her happy world.
That's cheered me up no end, says Jojo. Was having a rubbish day. Not anymore. Thanks, Laura. Alex the Butcher in Durham. Get her on for the full 3 hours. The Scott Mills Daily. He forgot to go to the gym today. That's 10 years in a row now. It's Charlie Slaw.
Ah!
You've used that one before. That was crusty.
Have I? Rubbish.
Yeah, you've used that one already.
You're looking good.
Thanks, man. So you're looking brown.
Oh, yeah. 10-minute holiday, isn't it, yesterday? what have you done? So you weren't very well last time we spoke.
I was very poorly, but yeah, I'm back to my good old self today.
Who's back?
I'm back in the building.
Back. Yeah. What's news? What can you tell me?
Same old, just trying to take over the world one step at a time. Had a good catch-up with Donald Trump last week.
There we go.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah.
Were you one of the first people he called then?
No.
One of the top seven before Theresa May?
No, I wasn't actually. I actually missed his call and had to holler back.
Now, Attenborough has been giving plenty of shout-outs to sloths.
Yeah. Sloths, according to Dav.
Sloths.
Yes. So we're not calling him Dave no more.
Dav.
Once you get my name wrong, I'll get his name wrong. Man like Dav.
Charlie Sloth.
And here's Charlie Sloth with today's Real or No Real.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is not on TV tonight because the camp is in lockdown due to an influx of 8 deadly funnel web spiders.
Surely then, let's get it on early. Like, that's what I'd be saying. No, isn't that the whole reason they're there?
Yeah, they don't want anyone to be injured.
Why are we turning it off? Like, I thought the whole point was that there's meant to be... I don't wish injury on anyone, no. But like...
Or death.
No, but there is meant to be... They are in the jungle. There are meant to be risks, I thought.
No. Yeah, but you don't want people getting... You can't have people getting bitten, can you?
But I'm surprised nobody's been injured by an animal or insect so far already. What are we
yeah,
like?
They sweep the jungle.
But how can you sweep the jungle? If it's really a jungle, the animals, they're going to get in.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? What's the fencing like around it?
You know, I always ruin TV for you. Do you want me to do it again?
Go on, then.
All right. So when I went out to do the ITV2...
I remember that.
ITV2 show a few years ago.
Yep.
And I went to get my hair cut one day and in the local town, Coolangatta. And there was like, so I'm just, they were here, why are you here? What are you doing, you pomp? And I was like, I'm here because I'm doing that I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here show in the jungle. And they went, it's not a jungle, it's a rainforest. And I was like, all right. We call it jungle. It's not a jungle.
What's the difference between a jungle and a rainforest?
Don't know.
They've both got dangerous spiders.
Have they?
Jungle and a woods.
I don't know. Anyway, they weren't impressed. I'm a Celebrity is on a spider lockdown. Chris, real or no real?
Well, I just don't... It's the whole point, isn't it, that you're meant to have spiders out there. So I think this is no real.
Well, I actually know the answer to this because I read an article on it earlier. It's kind of real, but not real. Now, the show's not on tonight, not because of the funnel spiders. It's not on tonight because of the football. Right.
Well, let's
but they did find 8 deadly funnel spiders in the jungle.
Right. Have you got the answers there?
Yeah. No, I haven't. I've actually read that.
So is what he said correct? So what are you going for, real or no real?
Real, but not real.
That one
real.
Is no real.
So you lose the point.
No, I don't. I don't, because I just gave you the correct answer.
No, you said...
They found 8 funnel spiders in the jungle. They did.
Yes, they did.
They did, but that's not the reason why the show's not on.
I'll just give him the point.
I'll just give it to him.
I explained, the reason why the show's not on is because of the
footage. It's not worth it.
Right?
Yeah, so they have found 8 deadly funnel web spiders at the camp, and another one was spotted on a helipad that was used by this year's celebrities. The funnel web spider can kill you in 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
So it is in complete lockdown right now, but you're right, it's not on TV tonight.
So there's someone looking out for the spiders to clear them from the camp?
I would imagine so, yes.
Do you know when they put the rats in with you and stuff? Do you know when they take the rat's teeth out?
Do they?
So the rat can't bite you?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay,
that's
I'm not
that's
sure.
That's true.
Real.
That's true, blood.
Okay.
That's true, blood. Swear down.
The sound of an innocent man there.
That's true blood.
It's true, because imagine them rats would eat you to pieces. Have you seen what rats do to cables? Imagine that's your skin. Rats bite through metal, blood.
And next.
Andy Murray's prized cockerel, Colin, was attacked by a fox after storming out of his coop following a row with 3 of his hen wives.
That's brilliant.
Is that how it works down there in the animal kingdom, is it?
3 wives.
The cockerel, though, is just chilling with all the...
all the wives.
Plenty of wives. Mm. If he does leave the coop, he's likely to be attacked by a fox.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
That is true. So that could be real, do you think? Charlie, you taking this in? You still with us?
I'm still here. I was just reading
it. A few animals in the back garden?
No.
Oh. I thought you might.
No
I
pets.
Thought you'd be. I thought you'd have all the animals.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I thought you'd have like alpacas and that.
Tiger.
And a tiger.
Like, I love a tiger.
Like
I love a tiger.
Mike
I really
Tyson's
would.
Tiger.
I would love one, but no.
You wouldn't have the time
I ain't got
dedicated
the time.
To...
I ain't got the time for pets.
...to look after it properly.
Yeah.
So, did Colin the cockerel get attacked by a fox after storming from the coop because he just had a row with 3, not 1, 2, or but 3 hen wives?
Well, what's going on there? Why is he having an argument with 3 of them?
He got caught cheating, obviously.
On 3 of them? It doesn't sound to me they'd be that fussy.
I reckon
they
obviously
they
are, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
He was doing a thing with one of them.
Well, so he's got
before.
3 wives and he's still got a side piece?
Yeah. Man's got the side thing, the Nando's rice. The mushy peas.
It's not mushy peas. You don't get mushy peas from Wando's.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Show peas.
Same thing, bro.
Same.
And that's a side dish.
Real or no real?
Mushy peas. I'm going to say real.
There's a sign down the road here from Radio 1, by the way. I saw it when I popped out for a bit of lunch, right? Clearly, they've got it wrong in what they're saying, but they're advertising sausage and mush.
No, they're not.
They are, I promise you. Saw it earlier.
Sausage and mush.
Sausage and mush, yeah.
Sausage
I didn't have the heart
mush.
To tell them. It
was Andy Murray's cockerel, wives, argument, hens, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Done, though.
Colin the Rooster, who lived at Andy Murray's hotel, had been a hit with fans on social media. The hotel posted on their Facebook page, "It was with great sadness that we announced that unfortunately Colin did not return to the coop after a marital argument with the wives, and we unfortunately lost him to a fox. Like a true celebrity rooster, he arrived out of nowhere, stole our heart, lived intensely, and went too soon." And finally,
after the disappointing chart performance of last year's X Factor winner's song, show producers have decided they need a change and have hired Tayo Cruz to write this year's track.
That's going to work then. That's going to pop off.
He has some bangers.
Have you been sarcastic or not?
No.
Because I would have thought he's one of those that actually writes quite a lot of songs
big
that you
songs.
Probably
this
don't
one.
Appreciate.
This banger.
We got lighted up
like a mushy peas.
Yeah, it's like Christmas party vibes. Who, that's when you hear this song again.
Who won it last year?
Louisa Johnson.
Can't remember, but do you remember at the Radio 1 Christmas party, we did a DJ set and we played all the Reggie and Bolly that we could find?
Yeah, we did. We just went Reggie and Bolly for quite a while. Oh, yeah, we've not been asked this year. Wonder why.
Mm. Have we not?
No, not at all.
I've not been asked either, to be honest.
Do you know
that?
Tayo Cruz? Also,
you were banned after 2012, I thought.
Really?
What happened in 2012?
The one in the last one in the last the building that we were in before.
Well,
I heard you weren't
going
to be put again. Did you do last Christmas as well? I don't remember it.
I was the headline set last Christmas.
You weren't headline.
You were on too late.
I was the headline set.
You were on too late, Charlie. No one remembers.
You remember? I was the headline set last year.
No one remembers.
I had the best response. You lot was in and out.
You didn't have a response.
You lot treated it like it was a club gig.
You had a crowd.
1 minute I'm there doing shots of Millsy. Next thing I turn around, you two are in bed.
What did we do? Turned round and we were in bed.
You were out. You were out of the game. Do you know what? I always say it, the only person who's ever been able to go toe to toe with me when it comes to the lemonade game
too easy
is Millsy.
Yeah, true.
Oh, and ever since you dropped that, I'm all alone.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll come back with you. Danny Howard got a good response that night, I remember.
Yeah, Danny did get a good response.
I don't remember his set.
No.
Don't remember it.
You would
must
say.
Have been early.
You were on too late.
It must have been early, like you guys warm up.
Can we just wheel him out now?
You guys done a warm up set. Oh. I was headline last year.
My phone's just behind him. Before we wheel him out, can I remove my phone?
Absolutely, do that now.
I can't smash another one.
Tayo Cruz also wrote. This is the last day. You don't know this one, do you?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
This is Murs.
This is Murs.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mean it. He wrote that.
Mean it.
So, did Tayo Cruz, or is Tayo Cruz, writing this year's X Factor winner song?
It'd be quite awkward if he's got to write a song for Honey G. That's what I'm saying. And I think she's going to win it.
Do I? It's just the way this year's going.
Yeah, and you know what? If she wins it, the show's done.
Yeah.
It's over. Finito.
Are you getting on on your show?
No. She's been on my show already.
All right, I'll get on again.
We're doing a campaign for Honey G to win. Are you guys in?
Are you?
Are you guys in?
We'll support your campaign on One Extra.
No, on this network, please. I want you to be the advocates for Radio 1.
Okay.
Can we do that agreement now?
I'm not sure.
Nah. What do you mean, nah?
It's Tayo Cruz.
I thought it was family,
it's
man.
Tayo Cruz.
That's a bad idea.
Talking. Why is that a bad idea?
I'm talking.
Poor idea.
It's Tayo Cruz writing this year's X Factor winner's song.
No real.
I'll go real.
That one. Is no real.
No, but it is rumoured to be Ed Sheeran who's written this year's winner song. If Honey G wins it, they're going to do another one.
I thought he was on a gap year.
No, it's finished now. It was ages ago.
And I heard that they're not doing singles no more for the winner because they don't sell.
What's the point of the show then?
It's going to be just a TV show, apparently. This is a true story. Oh. I actually heard this. I was going to meet
you today.
Got
a single at the end of it,
and that's
Charlie.
What I was told. No, I was told they're not... I don't think it's Psycho that's releasing the record anymore.
But they're not going to tell you first, are they?
What do you mean?
They'll tell Mills or someone like him first.
At the end of that round of... This is getting out of hand.
I'm an insider.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10, Charlie got 30.
I'm the best.
Okay. Wheel him out.
What can I say? Wait.
Are we not allowed to wheel him out?
Not allowed to wheel him out. I'll just sit here.
Mind the switch on the way out.
I'm not on air for 6 minutes. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow with Bumble Wednesday from 1 p.m. BBC Radio 1.